The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind. It's the Friday, are you kidding me, edition of What's On Your Mind. What does that mean exactly? Well, this actually was a listener-inspired idea of taking Friday and allowing some space here on the program for you, our fine listeners, to What's On Your Mind on 550 KFIRE and KCJB and AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 KTGO and KLTC in Dickinson. And by the way, we have some changes coming next week for KCJB listeners that we're going to need to tell you about before the end of the program. Don't let me forget to tell you that because you'll need to do a little adjustment on your radio dial coming up next week. But so Are You Kidding Me Friday simply means what today has you saying, are you kidding me? All right, what have you read in the news? What have you heard on the radio? What have you saw on television, or what just in life have you observed that has you saying, are you kidding me? Okay? Are you kidding me? Todd, will you go first today? I have a very long list, so I feel like maybe it's probably better to let you go first. Yes, I have a very long list of "Are you kidding me?" contributions today.
We're gonna go right from We're gonna go right from fall to winter. It's gonna be barely in the 20s and lows in single digits. I'm just not ready. Are you kidding me?
Okay, all right. I'm gonna push back against that one because it's November. We've had an extraordinarily wonderful fall. We've had it very easy. We had summer into October, for crying out loud, there's no complaining allowed here for snow or cold. It's November. It's North Dakota. It's called winter.
We can't gradually go into it. We got to just kind of just jolt into it.
Well, see, again, it's come much later than it normally was.
We may live in North Dakota, but we still complain about it anyway. But you know what? We're tough enough and we can take it.
Exactly. I mean, those are head scratchers to me. Even folks, look at the snow.
Come on. Yeah, why is it the first time or two we get some snow, all of a sudden people who are born and raised in North Dakota can't remember to drive how to drive into it or drive in it? Rather.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know,
lowest numbers of deer licenses, deer hunters heading out this weekend right now in a long, long time, and that's largely a result of a deer population. And I know that has a lot of people saying, are you kidding me? I love doing this and I can't get a deer tag. Well, the North Dakota Game and Fish Department is coming to the rescue, sort of. They're considering a new plan that would allow North Dakota deer hunters only one license per year starting with the 2015 season. So there were about 30,000 people that applied for a deer gun license this year that did not get one in the lottery, and the new system would give more people an opportunity to hunt deer each year. Because right now, you know, you can get multiple tags, right? Some hunters can get two or even three licenses, and then thousands of hunters get none. So, you know, and obviously they can go back to this system currently once the numbers go back up, but are you kidding me? You know, one hunter getting two or three licenses when the numbers are this low seems to me to be a pretty good plan. To share the love a little bit. I know there's a lot of folks out there looking to slay some deer this weekend. Time-honored tradition in North Dakota, but not as many as have been out there in previous years. So that would be my Are You Kidding Me? Today, contribution. You like that idea? Let us know. Here's the telephone number because we want your Are You Kidding Me contributions. 800-228-0550. We've cleared the deck all the way till the bottom of next hour for your contributions today on the program. And we reward you with the best ones. That's right. Cloverdale 4-pack of bacon, and not just any bacon, folks. Pepper, maple, applewood smoked, and that thick-cut sliced bacon. Thick-cut sliced bacon, rather, is what I'm trying to say.
Are you kidding
Cloverdale.
Me?
Yeah, can you?
You're a radio guy. We all go through those times, don't we?
My tongue is actually tripping because the mouth-watering idea of having some Cloverdale bacon, as a matter of fact.
Hey, I got to repost anyway, picture of that winner whose dog intercepted the package of bacon we sent him. And there's
smart
a shot
dog.
Of this dog
yeah.
with this, this it, it looks from a quick glance like the dog's carrying a big stick, and in fact it's carrying at least a pound of bacon in heaven.
Exactly. So anyway, lucky winner this hour. Make it good, and you just might have a FedEx Cloverdale bacon four-pack to your door, okay? 800-228-0550. Bottom of next hour, then Senator John Hoeven, who woke up Wednesday morning and said, are you kidding me? We have a Republican majority in the U.S. Senate. Now let's go to work. And we'll talk with him about what now that the Republicans control the Senate in Washington. Okay? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or you can text Todd with your Are You Kidding Me contributions. And again, that number, Todd, would be
701-226-0550. 8503.
So there you go. Now, don't call him in the middle of the night, but you can text him during the program if you have something you'd like to get in and just prefer to text. You can also call the 24/7 line at 855-200-1776. Press 1 and just leave your Are You Kidding Me contribution there. All right? And that's another way to go. We love chatting with you. Jason in Bismarck, you get to start. How are you today?
Great. On our way to go deer hunting with three of my children, so we're excited.
There you go. A family tradition, I'll bet, huh?
Yes, it is. And the oldest two get to go hunting this year, so they're excited to get their first deer.
Awesome. How many tags?
We got three tags. So I got one and then two of my daughters.
Well, but you should go buy a lottery ticket, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we just give you a bunch of money and you can go ahead and pick the numbers for us? Because it seems like you're on a roll here.
Yeah, are you kidding me, though? The number of yes votes for Major One. Are you kidding me?
You're suggesting that it didn't lose by enough, you mean?
No, I'm saying we should have had more yes votes.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, your are you kidding me is that it didn't pass.
I can't believe that was the amount of votes we got in this state.
Well, I can, only because, number one, any measure, no matter what, it only takes one reason for folks to vote no. And politically, the Choose Life group that was pushing Measure One was really pushing a rock up the hill. I mean, it was a tough sled. And I actually, this may have other folks saying, are you kidding me? But I think there's a measure of a victory in this because you have a number of folks who are not pro-life in North Dakota that did not argue against Measure 1 based on their belief that there should be abortion rights for everyone without any restrictions. And mind you, this issue is personal to a lot of people. It's difficult to maneuver. As sad as it is, abortion is legal in this country. Nothing in the North Dakota legislature would change that. There just were some common sense things to say. Can we draw the line at a heartbeat? Do we believe a baby is a baby once it has a heartbeat? I thought that made some sense. Other ones like parental notification or doctors needing admission rights to hospitals so if they're performing an abortion, they could follow a patient to the hospital. Just very common sense things, you know, a waiting period. And, but here's why I say it was a bit of a victory. They didn't argue about any of that. They just used lawyerese on, this treatment will go away, or, you won't be able to have end-of-life things. Just crazy, ridiculous things. So that, to me, says they realize they've lost the battle on North Dakota being a pro-life state, and they have to go to nuances that unfortunately politically worked. But I hear you. I would like to think that people would look at that suggestion for a change to the Constitution and say, gosh, yeah, we all have a right to life at every stage. But they didn't. So I'm with you. Sherry in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Yes, I noticed in the paper it said that George Sinner had said he felt he lost the election because Obama had let people down, and he said he felt Obama had let him down, too. Did you see that in the paper?
I did, and I started to read it yesterday and pull out the actual quote, and I didn't get to it. But, yeah, I did. I know what you're talking about. Is that your, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I wondered what he meant. Was he, did he, you know, want him to come to the state? Or, you know, I just was curious on what he meant. Did you find out more about that?
Here's what I would glean from it. He's trying to use the excuse that all the Democrats in North Dakota are, that the reason they did so poorly on Tuesday night was because of Obama. In other words, that people are just disillusioned with Obama, and that trickled down to North Dakota. I think that's crazy because Barack Obama had very little to do with the debate. With, you know, there weren't debates about President Obama. And to the extent that he let him down, George Senator spent most of the campaign defending Obamacare. And saying it was a
dream that he said, you know, he said Obama let him down, too. So,
yeah, what did he mean by that? Good question. I don't know, Sherry, but that would be my take on it. But it's a good, are you kidding me? I appreciate the call. Thanks for listening in Jamestown. 800-228-0550. What's your are you kidding me moment today?
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
From financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the United Soybean Board and the North Dakota Soybean Council Board. As a director on these boards, you can help determine how your checkoff dollars are invested, influence the direction of our industry, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry on a state and national level. And your service will be supported with training and mentoring. Grow your impact as a soybean leader and get involved today. For more information about the election process and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's the holiday edition of What's on Your Mind. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, deer hunting may not be religion in North Dakota, but it is. It's a holiday, if nothing else, by golly.
Wasn't that the ninth measure they couldn't squeeze onto the ballot was to make the deer gun opener a state holiday?
Yeah, I should have, yeah. The Game and Fish Department's floating an idea for a change, one deer per hunter in 2015 because of the population being down. What do you think of that idea? Ryan says, good idea. There are people that get 2-3 licenses, yet I've been turned down 3 years in a row for the lottery. But this idea needs to be expanded. Also, make the first draw for residents only. If there are leftover tags, then do a second draw for non-residents. What do you think? Paul says, who can find land to hunt on anyway? Public land is over-hunted, and private land is only available if you want to pay to hunt it. The good old days of North Dakota deer hunting is long past. You know, a lot of conflicting chatter about that point, and I'd love for deer hunters to weigh in on that today. Is Paul right? Are you kidding me? There's no place to hunt? Or do you find yourself having no difficulty if you spend a little time with some landowner relations and getting to know folks? Let us know. 800-228-0550. Jamie says plenty of people will let you hunt private land if you ask them. I kind of agree with Jamie. I think it just takes a little time. You know, is there anything wrong with wanting to knock on a door, get to know somebody? How you doing? Hey, nice to see you. You know, I mean, makes sense. We're brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the good folks behind the 60,000 jobs in that industry in North Dakota alone, the $30 billion plus in economic impact, the national security. Find out more about everything they're doing, including taking on all the infrastructure needs in western North Dakota. Going to be a very interesting legislative session with a lot of bold proposals on the docket right now, and we're going to be following all that very closely in the upcoming legislative session, which, by the way, early session starts next month, Ray. We're less than a month away from that. The North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more at NorthDakotaOil.com. Back to the calls on an Are You Kidding Me edition of the program. Kevin Mandan, listening on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind?
Yeah, are you kidding me? Gas prices dropped 20 cents. Bismarck Mandan, and fuel goes up 40, 50 cents a gallon. What's the deal with that now?
Okay, now help me. Gas prices down. That's good, right?
Yeah. Fuel prices jumped.
But what jumped?
Fuel prices for diesel fuel.
Oh, okay, diesel's up. I see. Sure. Well, yeah. You know what?
40, 50 cents it jumped.
Right. Exactly. And you know, obviously, different supplier, different routes. You know, I hear you. I think that's one of the great reasons. I don't know if you saw this, but MDU was announced that they're looking at doing a second diesel refinery. One will open later this year. The first built in the United States, first refinery built in the United States since 1976, be online within a matter of months before the end of the year. Up by Dickinson, which
yeah,
I think is great. And that that's a partnership with MDU, and they just announced they're looking at a second one up in the Bakken. More to come. That will help that very point, Kevin.
But I hear you. Because I'm tired of hearing everybody's excuses about why the gas prices are so high around here. And I think it's just a simple fact that they're ripping us off around here. You know.
That's what a lot of people believe, Kevin. It is. And again, I don't believe there's any evidence to support that, but I understand the sentiment. I think the big problem Bismarck has is the constant comparison to Fargo. And Fargo's just an extraordinarily competitive market, one of the most competitive gasoline markets in the country, and folks naturally compare that situation. A lot of reasons for it. We talk about it a lot. Appreciate the call. Bruce Minot, listening on 550 KFYR. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to you discuss the Measure 1. And I wanted to remind you of the logic you used against the one about clean water. One of your arguments was that right now the Industrial Commission wouldn't do anything dumb, but in 10 years, who knows, and this measure would have lasted for 25 years. The same logic can apply to one. Right now, nothing might happen, but what can you tell in 10 or 15 or 20 years? Would you get a whole different legislature or anything else?
I'd want to leave it to the legislature. I'd want to leave it to them to do that. That's a little different than a three-member industrial commission to have an entire legislative body. I don't believe, there's separate laws that allow access to in vitro fertilization treatments, separate laws that govern end-of-life decisions. There's plenty of what-ifs, Bruce. I'll agree with you on that. There's plenty of what-ifs you could cook up about anything.
Well,
right?
That's what I'm saying. Your logic on one should apply to the other.
Yeah, it's a little different, though, I would say, only because the Industrial Commission is three members, and you got an entire legislative body.
True.
But I just look at what was proposed in Measure 1, and I say, that makes sense, that you, Bruce, and I and everyone else ought to have a right to life at every stage. That's just what I believe. I just think that's common sense.
I'm just talking about your logic for the argument. That's all.
Right, and what I will give the opponents of Measure One credit for is they were able, and they didn't fight this on the pro-life question, they were able to plant lots of seeds of doubt to say, well, this could happen, and that could happen. And it got to be this parade of horrors, all of which I think were pretty much boondoggles. But I hear you. You know, you could make that same argument, and I guess that's why voters, there were enough doubts there, because I believe people that were pro-life voted against Measure One. Because they thought, oh, what would happen about end of life? And would my decision? But it's really ridiculous. You know, you decide you want to die. The idea is that I'm going to go to court to say, no, he can't because of a provision in the Constitution. Or a legislature is going to say, no, we want to not allow people to make decisions about their end of life care. Just wouldn't happen, in my view. Might be proposed by someone, but wouldn't ultimately become law. Jeff Minot, listening on KCJB, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I'm still picking up my jaw after Obama, after the election results were in. He said the Republicans had a good day. We congratulate them on their well-run campaigns. And then he goes on later to say, I've got the job of pulling everything together to get stuff done. And if you all don't put immigration reform on top of your agenda, I'll do it for you by executive order. You have got to be kidding me. This is the most arrogant comment I've ever heard anybody say, and the biggest insult to the intelligence of the American people I've ever heard. This is utter ridiculous.
Does it surprise you, Jeff? I listened to that entire press conference wall to wall. Wall to wall. There wasn't one thing that surprised me in there.
Yeah, but it just continues. And it's like, that's the part that leads me to say, you've got to be kidding.
I
agree with
you.
It doesn't surprise me, but honest to Pete, enough's enough. It just blows me
away.
Maybe
that's what George Sinner is saying. I found the quote that the earlier caller was referring to, saying that the reason he lost his election to Kevin Cramer was, quote, it was a referendum on the president. The president has let everyone down, including me. Again... I think there's one way to, and there's a major food fight going on with the Democrats right now, because some folks are saying, see, again, you didn't have the president come in to get the base out, so now you lost. And I don't think it's that. I think, again, this is part of the conversation from yesterday that had some people scratching their heads on what I was saying when I said the Democratic Party needed to pivot. I think they ought to pivot, and Democrats, not you and I, Jeff, but Democrats ought to say, Mr. President, that's horribly arrogant. That's why we're in the position we're in right now, because you're sitting there saying, yeah, you won, good job, but screw you, I'll do what I want with the pen. And all that's going to do is make for more political disasters. And Heidi Heitkamp doing what she's doing with Harry Reid, get bold. I've been saying that all along. Get bold. I mean, they really aren't very bold. They aren't really taking on this stupidity. So makes me believe they believe in it. More coming up.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, sickness and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Before the top of the hour, Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Let us know at 800-228-0550. Some texts rolling in. George Center believes what Obama does, so why doesn't he just blame himself? All right. Are you kidding me? 40% of people still think Obama is okay. Yeah. Another texter about people complaining about gas prices. Buy a Chevy Volt if you don't like them. Okay. another on the guy who called about diesel prices going up, saying, where is this guy buying diesel? I just bought it for $3.39. It didn't go up where I buy it. All right. There you go. Let's get back to the phones here. Mike in Stanley, listening on 550 K-Fire. Be a good day for a whirl-a-whip down there at Dakota Drug in downtown Stanley, I think. Mike, how you doing?
Good.
What is on your mind, sir?
Just an observation, my friend. I'm on the road a lot. I've been behind law enforcement, be it state or local folks, county or local. And, the officer swerves to avoid a rock in the road and keeps on going, and I'm the guy who pulls over and picks it up. Now, is that public safety? Are you kidding
me? Wow. Well, it's dangerous, too, on your part, obviously.
Exactly. I mean, they'd be more than happy to come back at full speed to respond to the accident it caused, but not willing to pull over and take care of it when they come across it. I mean, I live in a world where you see it, you own it, you know? I would expect more from them is all I'm saying.
Yeah, you're talking about multiple locations of this kind of stuff, or are you talking about...
More than once, all over the Bakken, from Stanley down to Woodford, down to Dickinson, more than once.
Where you're seeing law enforcement swerve around a rock and not do anything about it, and you're the one that pulls
exactly.
over.
And I'm the guy who pulls over and picks it up, knocks it out of the road.
Well, you're our bacon winner this hour just because you're a good Samaritan. You're doing a good deed there, obviously, and putting yourself in harm's way doing it, and not sure what the threshold is on, you know, things in the road where law enforcement goes there, but we have the Highway Patrol folks scheduled next week. We'll make a note to ask them about it, and obviously there's a fair amount listening and even want to call in the sheriff or any police or Highway Patrol, for that matter. Let us know what Mike's point is, but just to the fact that you're helping your fellow motorists out, Mike. We're going to send you a Cloverdale 4-pack of bacon. How about that?
That's outstanding. I love bacon.
Well, it's much not to love. Everything's better with bacon, especially Cloverdale bacon. But hang on. We'll get your address so we can overnight it to you, okay?
Outstanding. Thanks, sir.
We need your phone number and your address to be able to get that. Go ahead, Sven Snerdly. Take care of that Good Samaritan there from Stanley. Gene in Bismarck, listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind? Hey, Gene?
Hey, how are you?
Good, you?
I'm kind of disappointed you gave away my bacon.
Ah, darn it, anyway, there's always next hour.
Yeah, well, should I call back?
And next Friday.
He brings up a good point. You know, if it's a caller an hour and we pick the caller halfway through the hour,
right?
Do we fold in everybody else from this hour into next hour, or does everybody else this hour disqualified, or what, how are we going
to
work that?
Yeah, I'm trying to not make this too complicated here, because here's
too
what
bad.
Happens.
If
here's the reason we switched it up a little bit. We were picking qualifiers, you know, in other words, put 3, 4, 5 people for an hour in a pot, but then people call and say, where's my bacon? When they qualified and they weren't the winner. So I don't know if they didn't listen to us, so we just decided we'd let you know you're a lucky winner. So just to make it a little bit simpler. But anyway,
you got to earn your bacon, and we believe in capitalism here.
So just go right for it. Go right for it, and, you know, it's a good reason to call early in the hour. But anyway, I did give it away a little earlier in the hour than we usually do. My apologies, Gene. But what's on your mind?
I got an are you kidding moment here. I was getting a haircut probably around deer hunting season last year, and a young man came in. He just got back from Afghanistan or Iraq. I'm not real sure. But listening to him and the barber talk, they apparently were old friends, and they're talking about deer hunting. And this man who just got back from the service says he couldn't go deer hunting because he hadn't gone the hunter safety course. And I thought, are you kidding me? This guy's been trained to protect us. He's over there risking his life. He's trained to shoot men, people, whatever. And you think he'd be, how much more safe could he be than that? Now, I don't know if that's a... that's a law, or
it is
understood.
Yeah, it is. It's part of the restrictions, and that's one you'd have to take up with the legislature. And I bet you'd actually have some success with that to say let's waive hunter safety for veterans, right?
Totally. Are you kidding me?
It's a good. Are you kidding me? No question about it. Let's put our vets through less hoops than more. I mean, I understand why there's hunter safety requirements necessary. I understand why they do that. But if you're a vet, I think you got it down. You're handling a gun. You're over there. That's a really good point, Gene. No question about it.
Well,
that's
a damn. Not to brag or anything, but I did buy him a haircut.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
You paid it for it. That's a neat deal. I heard a story the other day from somebody who was in a lunch line, and somebody ahead of somebody bought lunch for the person behind them, and the person behind them bought the lunch from behind them, and it triggered off a whole train. But what a neat idea.
Cool.
Neat idea. I saw a buddy of mine this morning, Rusty Ord, is a Purple Heart recipient. And he had a lawnmower he had to bring in, and it was an expensive job. Brought it out to RDO equipment, and I guess a bunch of guys at RDO that worked there all chipped in and took care of a $500 repair for him because they knew he was a Purple Heart recipient. He wasn't even there; his wife was there, and brought out a checkbook to pick up the lawnmower. And they said, "No, put your checkbook away. We're going to take care of that." Isn't that cool? That's really neat. And same thing
that's
with
very
you.
Cool. Very cool.
Picking up the haircut, Gene.
Another
where do you go?
Mike's call about the officers passing the rock. To say some good stuff about Bismarck policemen. It was last week. I seen a young police officer parked in the street, middle of the highway, 4-lane highway, and he had gloves on, and he was carrying a garbage can. He was picking up garbage that fell off somebody's truck. I mean, he was looking at empty bottles. It looked like mess. I mean, he was picking it up, and I thought, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. And by the way, there's a lot of them do a lot of good things. I don't want a dog on law enforcement. I say... Look, there's always an incident here or there that has you scratching your head, but the vast majority of stuff they do is just incredible. I think of the story up at Church's Ferry, the highway patrol trooper that waded into water, saved a woman that had, slid off the road in the ice this week, you know. A lot of good out there. Good points, Gene. Appreciate you calling. Sorry about the bacon. Call again. James and Lamore listening on 550K Fire. What's on your mind?
Hey, growing up in Minnesota and everything, I always heard about North Dakota Knights and then I went off to Colorado for the Army, and now we just moved up here to Lamore. And, you know, you're talking about the hunters and everything and, you know, the private land. You know, where's the North Dakota Knights? You know, do onto others as you want them to do onto you. You know, close the gate when you go through it. You know, all that stuff like the lady said last night.
Yeah, no, so you're saying, James, that, you know, if you're North Dakota Nice, when you're out there using somebody's land and treat their land like it's yours, the better chance you're going to have that land when you come back next time. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, I know that's what we did when I was growing up in Minnesota. You know, you disrespect the landowner and his land, you're not going to be able to come back the following year.
Great point.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly, you know, to the extent that, somebody's been burned, and want to know you before they say yes, you can blame the bad actors that pull that stuff. I agree with you. And I think, quite honestly, the way you bust through that is, you know, we got a debate going on this about our Facebook page right now. This fellow said, you know, who could find land to hunt on anyway? And some folks said, you know, DK said, do your homework, create relationships. Where are you from? And Jamie weighed in, make sure you bring them back some sausage if you get a deer. I don't think you should have a problem getting on land for a youth hunt. And Paul says, I have a good relationship with a landowner where I usually hunt, but because of the small deer herd, they no longer allow us to hunt at their land, which is understandable. I've been pushed from area to area for years. Just as I get the area figured out, I'm pushed out by the landowner for those who can't afford to pay to use the area. Very frustrating. It's a delicate balancing act between affordability and passing down a beloved family tradition to the children. And I would imagine the tight deer herd, you know, somebody called yesterday and said that, you know, that they had to deny somebody that asked because they had family out there hunting. Well, you're gonna give a preference to family. But I think there's enough land out there and enough landowners out there that it just takes a little work. Good point, James, and we'll hope folks heed that call. Thanks a bunch. John in Annetta, listening on AM 1100 The Flag. What's on your mind, John?
Well, let's see if I can do this. I've heard the president and Democrats, the news media, and some Republicans saying the election means that the people want us to work together. Are you kidding me? If the people of this country wanted more of Obama's and the Democrat Party's agenda, they wouldn't have elected all these Republicans on Tuesday. They would have just gone ahead and elected a bunch of Democrats, and they could have had a lot more of it.
What do you make of North Dakota and the fact that the Democrats in North Dakota are using Barack Obama as the reason they did so poorly? I happen to believe the story you told about the rest of the nation is absolutely accurate. I mean, again, Republican governors defeated Democratic governor incumbents that were part of the future of the Democratic Party, right? Yeah. The other way, it wasn't about, you know, throw the bums out. It was about we want Republicans in because Democrats aren't cutting it. However, I think that's because the rest of the country's run very poorly right now, and things are not well. The people don't like the economy. They just see things as fragile. They see the country on the wrong track. North Dakota's on the right track. So for Democrats to say, oh, it was because of Barack Obama, I think that's fantasy myself. But what do you make of that argument?
Well, Barack Obama, in that he is the leadership of the Democrat Party. I mean, you were talking about that yesterday, about what do the Democrats have to do. Tell you the truth, because I would say that the majority of the Democrat, you know, the rank-and-file people in the state of North Dakota don't hold any of their views of the leadership, the Barack Obamas, the Harry Reids, the Chuck Schumer and stuff like that. But that's the leadership of the Democrat Party, and the leadership makes the policies, makes the rules. So what the Democrat Party, the rank and file, is going to have to do is get rid of that leadership. It's not going to be up to Republicans or conservatives or anybody. It's going to be up to Democrats to take that party back from the liberal, ultra left-wing, lunatic liberals that run it right now.
And if I were a Democrat in North Dakota, I would forcefully divorce myself from the National Party. And I would plow new ground. I think you need, that's what I was trying to say yesterday. They need a reboot. And Heidi Heitkamp could do that. She's not done it. She's, you know, she did a little bit of lip service during the campaign. And, you know, she dances around it, but she doesn't pound the Oval Office desk. She doesn't, you know, publicly come out and tell Harry Reid this is no way to run a railroad. And it's easy to say now at your tick. Well, you got a bloodbath. You're in the minority. So, say it and mean it. And plow some new ground. I mean, it's the only way back, in my view, for the Democrats. Otherwise, they're going to continue to be able to meet in a phone booth in North Dakota. They really are. I mean, their views are not selling. North Dakota is well-run, and it's run by Republicans. Anyway, some great Are You Kidding Me's pouring in. I got a great one on Measure 5 coming up. Pat in Minot has a feel-good story for us when we come back. John in Carrington, Richard in Fargo, too. This is What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Roltec electric conversion system from Agricut. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Roltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Hunting for me is getting away from everything. I enjoy hunting with my son more than anything. Someday he'll have memories like I have of hunting with my dad. There's just no better feeling when a customer says, you know, that gun you sold me last year worked perfect. That is, to me, what it's all about. I'm Leon Streifel, and I'm one of the hunting experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own two feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Me edition of What's on Your Mind every Friday, Cloverdale Bacon Winners, brought to you in part by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, North Dakota Oil Can, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's right. Find out about all the things they're doing. 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact, and meeting the challenges, North Dakota's explosive growth in oil and gas development. All right, back to the phones in a moment here. Also got to tell you about our friends at MyPillow.com. Great Midwestern success story. Guy out of Iowa, used to work a lot of fairs. In fact, started at the North Dakota State Fair. And speaking of veterans, as we were earlier, is given a lot of veterans pillows over the years. Think of those veterans and the stress they have, and the stories they tell about the pillows and the difference they've made have been absolutely incredible. My Pillow is the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. And to celebrate, we have a great deal for our listeners and our listeners only. 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow. And it's a good deal. We're not talking hundreds of dollars for these pillows. This is an affordable pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty, 60-night money-back guarantee. I mean, do the math. When this thing's going to go, you're going to last you 10 years, how much this thing is? It's pennies. It has a patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts any sleep position. It's just marvelous. Non-allergenic, stays cool, so you're not tossing and turning. And again, the 2-for-1 deal, when you call 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT. Texter says, are you kidding me? Ducks Unlimited still thinks they ought to pursue measure number 5. Were they listening on Tuesday? Maybe we ought to drop our membership to DU. Maybe they'll hear that. I cannot believe that anybody in North Dakota that calls themselves common sense would remain a member of DU after that debacle, after what they tried to ram down our throat. I cannot believe it. I agree with the and they are, by the way, a story Valley News Live is out about how there's a phone survey targeting upwards of 500 North Dakotans that Ducks Unlimited is doing to ask you why you voted no on measure number 5. And they're also talking about bringing it back. We've not ruled anything out yet, said Steve Adair of Ducks Unlimited. I mean, we want to work with the legislative session and see if we can find a solution there that really meets the challenges and tools we need. If we're not able to do that, we'll take another look at a measure in the future. And he said if the measure comes back, they would consider lowering the amount of funding requested, duh, and re-examine the land acquisition piece, double duh. He adds he wants to see more state parks funded by the state surplus and not taxpayers. Let me repeat that line. He wants to see more state parks funded by the state surplus and not taxpayers. Todd, what do you think funds the surplus? Who pays
are we
so that there is a surplus?
Duh on this one yet? Or
oh my gosh! Are you kidding me, Pat? Save me! I need a feel good story from this stupidity. Listening in mine on 550 K Fire. What's on your mind?
Oh, I love to tell the story whenever I can. We moved up here from Missouri last fall, and we had 3 vehicles. And before we left, my granddaughter had a birthday party, and this gal brought her daughter over. They're 7 years old, and she was without a vehicle. And my daughter was telling me that she couldn't even get a vehicle from them Buy Here, Rape You Weekly places. And she was telling me the kids missing school because she can't get her to school. And I just knew immediately when she was telling me that what I was going to do with that third vehicle. A year later, she's still driving it, so I'm very blessed that I can look at a vehicle and assess it and fix it, and I realize a lot of people can't do that. You know, they really struggle with vehicles, and as high as everything is, I thought I did my part there to try to get that kid to school.
You flipped her the keys.
Flipped her the keys.
Wow, that's a great story, Pat. What a good soul you are. How'd she react?
What's that?
How did she react when you did that?
Surprisingly, she's an African American lady, and not a lot of emotion. But when we got home, my wife looked on Facebook, and it was right before Christmas when we come back up here, and she was very thankful. She didn't go into a lot of detail and names and all that, but she just said she was very blessed tonight. And as I said, I told her it's your car. You need to take care of it. It's about $1,000 car. And,
what a neat story. But she stayed in touch and still using the car and everything, huh?
She's still using the car, yeah. My daughter said she's still driving it, so.
That's great. Great story, Pat. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for doing that, okay?
Yep.
Good to talk to you. John and Carrington, what's on your mind? Let's get you in before the break here. Got about a 45-second window here.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, are you kidding me? This guy called in about the guy in the military that couldn't get the hunting license. There's more to the hunter safety course than gun safety. That's why it's called hunter safety and not gun safety. I would suggest you get the hunter safety coordinator and a good instructor in the Bismarck area on your show to talk about it, because we need more instructors in this state. And that would make a good show for you.
That would be a good show. You're exactly right. Yeah. You know, the sentiment was right to say, obviously, and you're right as well. There is more to it, but I have a pretty good chance that guy sailed through it. John, thanks for the call and good points, good suggestion. Always welcome here on What's on Your Mind. Another hour coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
There's a lot of reasons to love Chase on the Lake. It's one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. And fall is a beautiful time to visit Walker, Minnesota and the entire region. It just screams relax. Copper Door Aveda Spa and all their wonderful massages and pedicures and manicures. You can pamper yourself. There's bike rentals. What a romantic little getaway. Great trails. There's all kinds of fine dining in the 502 restaurant and all around Walker, Minnesota. The shopping downtown Walker is a blast. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Right out your door, the famous Reed Sporting Goods and all kinds of unique shops in downtown Walker. And the accommodations cannot be beat. I'd even recommend some golf or some bowling at Chaser's Bowling Alley. Great deals right now, including buy one, get one night, Sunday through Thursday, chaseonthelake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.